When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're joined by Charles Burton of Synopsis in Canada for Charles to update us on the proposed new legislation that would lead to legal strictures, a polite way of saying punishment, for anyone online, anyone at all online, expressing what could be argued to be dissenting opinions. Charles, a very good evening to you. I'm being as diplomatic and general as possible. How is this proposed legislation interpreted in the Canadian parts of the Canadian scholarship community and the Canadian op-ed writer community? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, this is Bill C-63, entitled the Online Harms Act, which is currently in second reading in the Canadian Parliament. There's still a process to go before it would become law, but it is supported by the Liberal government and their allies, the Socialist New Democratic Party, and could become the law of the land. The bill has two parts. The first part is about trying to eliminate from the internet child pornography, revenge porn, other things on the internet which are harmful to children, and incitement of violent extremism or terrorism. But the second part is the part which is troubling, because the bill would create a new hate crime offense, where any kind of statement motivated, as it's put, by hatred based on race, ethnic origin, color, religion, sexual orientation or gender identity or expression would be banned and could be subject to a maximum penalty or imprisonment for life. To enforce this act, the government has gone outside of the normal legal channels to allow a timely enforcement through creating something called the Digital Safety Commission and the Digital Safety Ombudsman, which would have enormous powers to investigate and coerce social media companies to act in a timely fashion to remove materials that this Digital Safety Commission, more or less on its own arbitrary basis, determines as unacceptable on the internet. So, what we're really looking at are concerns about the freedom of speech of people, particularly on the right wing, who challenge narratives about transgender and homosexuality, and who challenge the narrative that the Canadian government and the religious institutions that were collaborating with the Canadian government in running schools for Indigenous people, Indigenous children, residential schools for Indigenous children away from their reserves, were in fact engaged in genocidal behavior. So if you challenge this narrative, you could be subject to life imprisonment. And there is further a peace bond provision in the bill that if the Digital Safety Commission anticipates that someone might start to foment hatred or other acts unacceptable under this legislation, that they can be constrained about who they may communicate with, where they may go, and even be told that they couldn't drink alcohol or use any form of drugs during the period of this peace bond. And if you violate the peace bond, there's a prison sentence of a year. So it certainly has a very dampening effect on people who feel that the Digital Safety Commission might find their statements unacceptable and subject them to imprisonment or restrictions on their normal freedom of expression and movement.
Gordon, you have a question for our friend Charles.
Charles, the United States has a First Amendment which prohibits Congress from restricting speech. Does Canada have anything similar, any constitutional provision or any statutory rules?
Yes, under the current Prime Minister's father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, when the Constitution of Canada was was repatriated to Canada from its previous status as an act of the British Parliament, the British North America Act. A Charter of Rights and Freedoms was amended to this constitution, which guarantees freedom of expression and the other freedoms that are very much similar to the U.S. Bills of Rights, well-recognized human rights provisions. This legislation certainly challenges the capacity of people to engage in freedom of expression. And by taking it out of the judicial range, by creating this digital safety commission, which can act in a very timely and arbitrary fashion, it does suggest that restoring one's freedoms could be an onerous process going through the courts that that would not allow these freedoms to be maintained for people who have divergent opinions that the leftists would define as fomenting hatred against certain groups.
Charles, what does this mean for the newspapers and book publishers of Canada? Because anything that they post online would satisfy the idea that it's online disinformation.
Yes, I mean, it would certainly have a chilling effect on op-ed editors as to whether they would accept certain opinions that subsequently could get them into trouble with the Digital Safety Commission and lead to all kinds of consequences. Because the Digital Safety Commission, in addition to prohibiting the further distribution of materials that this commission has determined are unacceptable, has extensive roles in demanding data from the media that are putting this information out and imposing enormous fines, which could amount to 6% of the international revenue of these social media companies, or $10 million for each violation of the Online Harms Act. So, you know, it does have an enormous chilling effect on the range of discourse that media would be prepared to allow if the Digital Safety Commission is composed of people who hold views that expressions of concern over, say, sexual acts by religious groups are the equivalent of hatred against those who are engaged in these kinds of behaviors.
Gordon, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Charles, what is the attitude of the opposition conservatives to the Online Harms Act?
There hasn't been as strong a statement of it yet that we've seen. I think that the conflation of the child pornography elements and the fomenting of hatred through the expression of opinions that are discordant with the mainstream accepted rhetoric has had a chilling effect on them as well. And so it will be going into parliamentary committee, and one hopes that this will lead to amendments to the Act that will take away those provisions. There has been a suggestion that the Act should be split into two parts. The child pornography section should be separate from the section about suppressing expressions of hatred.
What is the driver for the second part, the part that is controversial? Was there an incident? Is it the allegation that Indian children were abused?
Yes, I mean, that certainly was a major part of it. There is an enormous government prohibition on expression that what the government and the religious institutions were doing in educating those indigenous children was not genocidal. There is no evidence of genocide under any normal definition of that term. But to say such a thing in Canada could lead you to very serious consequences under this Act, as I say, up to life imprisonment.
Charles Burton of Synopsis, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.